beautiful, dirty, dirty, rich, rich, dirty, dirty, beautiful, dirty, rich.
Systematic, honey, but we got no money. Our hair is perfect while we're all getting wrecked. It's automatic, honey, but we got no money. Daddy, I'm so sorry, I'm so, so, so sorry, yeah. We just like the party, like to party, yeah.
Bang, bang.
We're beautiful. Fanatic, pants tighter than plastic, honey, but we got no money. We do the dance right, we have got it made like ice cream topped with honey, but we got no money. Daddy, I'm so sorry, I'm so, so, so sorry, yeah. We just like to party, like to party, yeah.
Hello, everybody. This is Cindy Shopoff, and I'm joining you here from the KXFM Takeover. Thank you to everyone listening today, and I hope we will have a good time. I really appreciate KXFM's being here for Laguna Beach and also streaming everywhere, and I hope that you will enjoy our time together today.
Thank you. First of all, I wanted, on behalf of KXFM, to thank you, Cindy, for always being a supporter of the radio station long before I got here. And I can't tell you how much that means to us. I know you have a lot of people supporting you, wanting to call in and talk to you. We'll take some phone calls today. But more than anything else, we're going to listen to this fantastic list of music you've brought with you. You've got great musical chops.
Well, Ed, you know, I grew up in Texas. I'm from San Antonio originally, and then eventually growing up around Austin, in and out of the Texas Hill Country.
Right.
And so had the chance to go see and be a part of that music scene when I was too young to get into clubs. Did I say that out loud?
And, we won't tell anybody.
And even snuck into the Armadillo World headquarters. But back then, you could drink when you were 18.
Wow.
That's what you got from the Vietnam War in Texas.
There you go. And you've obviously been back to the Austin area. Has that scene changed substantially?
Yes and no. I would say the main thing is that the world discovered it. Okay. But interestingly enough, the bass scene stays the same.
Okay.
The musicians work. They go to the clubs. They don't make much money. They figure out how to live.
Right.
And they make great music. So, but it's the whole scene of the music festivals now, definitely different. But, you know, for many years, I did also work at the Chronicles Music Fest that they had down on the shores of Lake Austin. And so always been a big fan of every kind of music, everything from hip-hop to country to alternative.
Your very eclectic music list shows here, and I can't wait to pick your brain a little more. If you'd like to donate to Cindy's Hour, there's several ways to do it. You can call the lobby at 949-715-4859. We have operators standing by right now. Or you can text the word TAKEOVER to 949-715-4859. 949-715-5354. Did I get that number right? I've only said it for 5 years in a row, and I totally screwed it up. Or you go to the KXFM website, kxfmradio.org. You pull down Cindy Shopoff. There's her name, and you can donate that way. Let's jump into a song and come back on the other side. Sound good?
Yes.
All right. You've got everyone in the lobby dancing, that's for sure. You did a great job there, Cindy.
Hey, I love pop music, Ed.
Oh, yeah. And it shows. It shows you. Yeah, again, as I look at your list, you've got great taste. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, one thing I'll tell you about me is that I moved to Laguna Beach 22 years ago on January the 4th. The reason I know the date is because it was my daughter's 9th birthday. So we have now lived in Laguna for more than 20 years, from Texas originally. And my husband and I own and operate a real estate development company called Shopoff Realty Investments. A shout out to all of the people from the company on those teams listening to me today. Thank you. And if you want to call in and donate over the phone, 949-715-4859. No pressure, of course.
We're pressure-free here.
Yeah. And we also own a securities company where we raise funds for our various projects. Mm-hmm. And our projects are at the base, usually residential.
Okay.
So we create a residential opportunity. We've created more than 25,000 lots for either for sale or for rent product in the state of California, mm-hmm. a very constrained market. And we're really proud of the work that we do, and we're very busy, and we have one of the best teams that we've ever had in our lives. So right. We're having a great time in California, having a great time working with my husband. A little difficult on some days.
How is working with your husband?
You know, the thing about it is we've been together. Our company's been, we just celebrated our 30th anniversary as a company. Right. Some people thought it was our wedding anniversary. That was pretty funny. And, you know, what I'd say about it is that you have to understand the parts you want to do and they want to do and figure out how to split that up.
All right.
And have respect for the other person's opinion, whether you think you own it or not. So it's been fun. Because as my sister says, you guys are crazy, but you're crazy in the same way.
What a great level of maturity all of that is, I'm
yes.
telling you. All right.
Yes, well, we are getting old, Ed.
Not at all. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't need to look at you, no, and to see how busy you are, I would say no. Because when I saw that Cindy Shopoff was on the schedule, I went, well, there's the busiest person in town just about. So how'd we get her in here?
Yeah, I don't know. I do want to give a shout out to Monica Chavez for giving a donation, Beth McCombs, Brian Wiegand, thank you so much, and one of my best friends of all time, Lynn Morgan. So thank you so much, guys, for all your contributions today.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Lynn she doesn't want to go on air with us, but I've got her on the hold button because she can hear us really clearly on the hold button.
So. Oh, thanks, Lynn. Love you.
So next song up is am I going to do Happy for you?
I want to be happy, Ed. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space with the air. Like I don't care, baby. By the way.
Bring me down, can't none. Bring me down, the love is too.
Welcome back. This is Cindy Shopoff. I am here at the KXFM Takeover. Thank you again for joining us. If you're just now listening in, just want to remind you that this is a fundraiser for KXFM Public Radio, commercial free. And you can either go online to donate at kxfmradio.org. Or you can call in to donate at 949-715-4859. Or if you want to call and talk to me on the air and tell me how crazy I am, 949-715-5936. Or you can call and ask me a question. I probably won't answer it, but you can always ask. So, Ed, I just want to thank you guys again for inviting me here. I have been very privileged to support the station almost from the beginning. Tyler caught my interest. And, you know, growing up in the 60s and 70s in the hill country of Texas, lots of independent radio stations, and they're all gone. And I'm not going to lie, I love pop music. I listen to it, but it gets a little bit old when everything repeats on the radio. And I am a music lover, and I listen every single day to something.
You are amazing. Thank you for that. And I understand your brother was a DJ in Texas.
That is a fun story. He started whenever he was in high school. And eventually, the person who owned the radio station eventually was his father-in-law. And Bobo, we called him, Johnson. And he owned radio stations around in Central Texas, eventually moving to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And my brother worked for him as a DJ, and I never forgot all my birthdays from time to time. Of course, we were still doing tapes. My brother would make me a mixed tape for my birthday that I put right in my little cassette player in my Mustang. So it was a lot of fun. And listening to him, he's a very funny guy. And so I want to shout out to my brother Jim Milam, who I love very much, and I'm going to see next week. So I'll be happy to see you.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
It's okay. I also wanted to take just a moment to thank you, Tammy Staniland, for making a donation today. And my little brother, Mark Milam, thank you so much. And the other half of the Morgan group, Wayne Morgan, Lynn and Wayne, you guys need to get together and talk. Thank you so much for your donation. Very generous of you. I really appreciate you.
I was going to ask you about your little brother, actually. So do you treat your little brother differently than you did when you kids were growing up?
No, I'm just as mean as I ever was, Ed. And Mark, you can call in to verify that if you want to. 715-5936. I'm a little ashamed to say that, but, you know, we came from a family of six. Right. So there was a lot to fight for.
Right. Thank you. We're going to jump back into some music and come out on the other side. Thank you, Cindy. If you want to donate to Cindy, she gave you all of the numbers to do it. We're coming back in just a second.
Every day is not Valentine's, but you make it feel like most of the time. When I'm all alone with you, picking up pieces of my life, sometimes there's ones I just can't find, but they found a home with you. Whoa, I'm not afraid to be alone, but being alone is better with you. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. And when I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days, life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days, life is better with you. Life is better. Tell me what you want, I'll give you all that you need, with my heart and my hand saying please, baby, please. Because nobody does that thing you do better than you. And thoughts still swim around in my head of all the words that we ever said. My favorites remain, I love you. Whoa, I'm not afraid to be alone, but being alone is better with you. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. Whoa, whoa, life is better with you. And when I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true.
Life is better.
Every day's not Valentine's, but you make me feel it most of the time with you. You. And all my life I've tried to find the one who makes me feel the way you do. You. Some days are better than other days, but these days life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days life is better with you. And when I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Yes, it is. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you.
You just described a great scene at the Hollywood Bowl. I'd love for you to describe that for our audience, please.
Yeah, I was just telling Ed that we were privileged to see Michael Franti and Spearhead at the Hollywood Bowl with our friends who have the best tickets right down in the pool. And the guy is there with these shortened blue jeans, no shoes. He has his headset on and has his guitar hooked up to a remote device, and he walked all the way around the pool on the little catwalk that they have behind where the very bottom of the stage is. And here you have this pop musician, I think of him as pop, and he's got everybody in the bowl upstanding and dancing. It was the most amazing show, and from that time I became addicted to him and got every single bit of his music. And then my husband and I were up in Napa, and we drove around with the car hooked to his phone listening to the albums like 12 times. So we get a little obsessive compulsive. That's part of working together, by the way. Oh, having that same trait.
Little OCD never hurt anybody.
You know, I always say there's nothing wrong with compulsive personalities. You just have to learn where to point them.
Very well put. Yeah. Well put. The next artist we're going to be hearing from?
Joe Ely. So, again, back to my Texas roots, Joe Ely, I believe he played with Butch Hancock and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, but I could be mistaken on that. And if I am, if somebody wants to come in and fight, call in and we'll set up a place to fight, you let me know.
Okay.
And so very attracted to this alternative country kind of sound. And then right after that, we're going to hear New Riders of the Purple Sage, who did play at Armadillo World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, before they tore it down to make a crappy restaurant there. And so I think this will be a little fun and maybe a little different from for your listeners here.
All right, let's go.
I'd always go and see her when Billy was gone. And me and Billy the
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Cindy Shopoff, still here with you at KXFM, doing a takeover hour here at the noon hour. I want to thank Ed and Alyssa again for inviting me to come and do this. Just want to do a quick reminder that we are doing a fundraiser, and if you want to raise a little funds for the radio station, then kxfmradio.org. Or if you are on my email list, go to the link. It's simple. Just move towards the link. So we're going to change gears here. And again, I kind of reached back in the recesses of my mind, but actually this is all current music that's on my phone today. And you're not going to believe this, Ed, I actually have an iPod.
I absolutely do believe it.
I do.
And how many songs are on your iPod?
I don't even know. Thousands and thousands. And so anyway, so this is an album that I used to own and owned again from It's a Beautiful Day. And it was a really short-lived group.
Right.
And that was made up of some really good musicians.
Great musicians.
Yeah, I can't remember the whole story. You probably know more about it than I do. And but this was just one of those, you know, go lay out in the yard, you know, on a blanket, look at the sky and put this on kind of music. And I just love it. So y'all enjoy just a minute of this and then we'll be back.
Dragon tails and the water is white. Pirates sail and lost boys fly. Fish bite moonbeams every night. And I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man. Oh, my love will fly to you each night on angels' wings. Godspeed, sweet dreams.
Rockin' racers all tuckered out. Superman's in pajamas on the couch. Goodnight moon, we'll find the mouse. And I love you. Godspeed, little man. Sweet dreams, little man.
Sweet dreams.
What a great choice of songs. What a great band you chose, and the Chicks. And I know that we went off schedule a little bit from what you had described going into that song, but we ended up, that was a magnificent song, and I love the Dixie Chicks, or
and
the Chicks.
And I loved your story about that.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Really nice, Ed. So I wanted to again thank everyone for listening to us this afternoon. I hope you're enjoying the music. I don't know what we would do if we didn't have KXFM here in Laguna Beach. I know that whenever I go in to get my, I'm vertically challenged, as my brothers say to me, and so everything I buy has to be hemmed. And Van, Wendy over at Van's, always hems all of my clothes, and she always has KXFM playing whenever I walk in there, and I enjoy it so much. So if you're listening today, Wendy, thank you so much for listening. If you can donate, call on in at 949-715-4859. And I wanted to say thank you to Tahana Hamilton, Marlene, Denise, and Teresa O'Hare for donating to our show today, and I really do appreciate it.
All right. Your next song up is the last one that we just described, but from a different artist. So do you want to do Whitebird and Sam Bush?
Yes, I do.
Let's do it. So what I'm saying here is Cindy Shopoff and musical chops. That's now, that goes together in the same sentence. This is absolutely the coolest thing. You've chosen some fantastic music in order to help us raise funds. Thank you so much for being here, Cindy.
Well, you're welcome, Ed. And, you know, going back to Austin, this next voice won't be strange to any of you who are at least 40 years old, I hope. You know, that Threadgill's gas station back in Austin, Texas, and now a decent restaurant in Austin, Texas. It's funny how things go. And this woman growing up in Texas, trying to find her way, and what a voice, and never been anything like her since then.
Nothing even close.
That's
nothing even
exactly
close.
Exactly right.
Thank you for putting her on your list. Here you go. So that's your karaoke artist right there. You do me and Bobby McGee in karaoke.
You know that na 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 na. Yeah, that's me. Oh, why not, Ed?
Yeah, I got to catch you the next time you're doing karaoke.
God, I've been downtown. I don't even know if they still have it open anymore. It used to be at the top of the ocean. No, at the pub.
Right. Well, there's two places to do karaoke right now. One is at the Casa del Camino.
Ah.
And I think they do it at Hennessy's now upstairs.
Oh, that's what it was. Two different spots. It was at Hennessy's. That's right. the last place I did. And also, of course, down at, I don't know what the name of the bar was by the time it closed, but the bar underneath.
Okay. Oh, so the anchor line bar.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So they used to do karaoke and my son and my husband took me out for to Oak, and then we went and did karaoke. It was so much fun. Of course, that was pre-COVID.
Right. Right.
It is something. So thank you again for listening to me. Our hour is rolling to the end, and just wanted to say a great thank you to Barbara McMurray, Elizabeth Pearson, and Harley Ruda. And so that's my little political corner, I guess.
There you go.
Of donations, and I really appreciate you guys, and Barbara especially. I appreciate all the work that you do with the board for the Friendship Shelter and your commitment and your help all these years. And Harley, good luck. And Elizabeth, I think if you need to do an ADU in your backyard, you should find her number.
All right, there you go.
And so the next thing that we're going to listen to is Jimmy Vaughn. And again, going back to Austin, Texas, Stevie Ray Vaughan's statue stands in the riverfront, the lakefront park down there. And Jimmy Vaughn was also a very accomplished musician, just not quite as famous as his brother, but I don't know why not. Mm-hmm. And he actually, we have done investing in real estate for a long time with limited partnerships and claim to fame. Jimmy Vaughn was one of our investors in one of our deals in Austin. And so just always have loved both those guys. My kids went to school with a drummer from Stevie Ray's band, Montessori School in Austin, Texas. So when you live in Austin, you're surrounded by music, and it's not a bad thing. But again, there's been a lot of changes since then. Right. But I think at the core, the heart is still there.
Right. I've just been handed a note, by the way. You may be interested in this. Do you know a Mark Porterfield?
I know Mark Porterfield and Steve Chatima. Hey, guys.
Mark Porterfield just donated $10,000.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think?
What the? Hey, I got a sign right in front of me that says I can't cuss. Mark, what are you doing to me, man? Thank you. Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Mark and Steve.
That is
you
huge.
Guys are just the best, and yes, I'm buying. So wine at my house tonight on the terrace. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God, Ed, I'm overwhelmed.
I am wow. as well. My God. Thank wow. you very much, Mark Porterfield. And thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to tap into your friends and your neighbors and everyone that's in your life. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Well, Ed, and I just want to say about Mark and Steve, they are so generous, and they have donated to so many things here in Laguna and at the corner of Mountain there. If you go down to the end by the ocean and you see that beautiful bench, that's their work. The painted stairs that go up Third, that's their work. And so you guys are just too kind and so generous. I cannot thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
Wow.
Let's roll with some Jimmy Vaughn.
Some fun. I know we've just begun.
Some of the best conversations happen off air. We're in the middle of that right now. Cindy Shopoff and Takeover Tuesday. We're both still kind of flabbergasted at the Mark Porterfield $10,000 donation. That's so cool.
It is so cool. And Steve, I know that you are a part of anything Mark is doing. So from the bottom of my heart, one more time. And to Bridget Morey and Ann Cassingham, thank you so much for calling in today and donating. It really means a lot to the station, and they're going to keep on rocking. So we've reached the end of my time here. Just remember, I will send you a link if you're on my email list of the podcast, so you'll be able to listen. Or share it with someone who didn't get to listen, who might want to listen, like my husband, Bill Shopoff, and who is a very busy guy. And so this last song is a little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
So my sister and her husband, now husband, were musicians in San Antonio all during that early Austin scene as well. And played that alternative country. Beaver Creek Band was the name of them. Okay. At that point, my brother-in-law was Augie Myers. And they have been friends, even though they are not related any longer by marriage. So Augie Myers actually played accordion on this next song. And I don't know if it's ever been played on the radio or not before, Ed.
I have never punched it in, so I don't. This may be a first.
It may be a first, but this is an album that Patsy and Bubba made a few years ago, and we are going to hear mine and my daughter's favorite cut off of it, and that would be Hot Tub.
And maybe a back rub. Go on out and get yourself a good massage. Then go sit in your hot tub. Now everybody needs a hot tub. Can relax in your hot tub, and you can party in a hot tub. You can make love in a hot tub. Everybody needs a hot tub, so go on out and get yourself a hot tub.